me point out the gap. 450,000 households that you've abandoned. You talk about energy credits and they're welcome, they'll be available to people. But there is also abandoned disconnections for hundreds of thousands of people who are on bill payment. Why? Because you recognise that this winter is going to be severe and there should be a ban. But for 450,000 people on prepaid meters, you've decided to abandon them. Now, you say the Taoiseach was right. The Taoiseach didn't say we'll do all that we can. The Taoiseach says nobody will be disconnected this winter. They are happening. You talk about the real world, it is happening. People are self-disconnecting. This is what is really happening. So why can't we have a bit of fairness? One house beside the next, the same with the same problems in terms of financial, the same two households getting the same energy credit, but one has the protection that they will not be disconnected this winter and the other doesn't. That is 450,000 households across the state. Vulnerable people looking into this winter and seeing a government who has abandoned them and needs to do the right thing. So do the right thing, give action to the commitment that was given by the Taoiseach, introduce a ban on disconnections now, not in December, and introduce it for all households, giving them certainty that the heat will stay on, that the lights will stay on over this winter period.
A whole range of different circumstances. A lot of people go on to prepay because it actually works for them. It helps them in budgeting. It actually gives them the ability to reduce their bills and reduce their use by about 8%. That's the experience of what's actually happening. And there are complications to this because you have both gas and electricity. And yes, we will continue to look at what are the rules and regulations that would help them through a particularly difficult period. A lot of people disconnect if you're moving home or are you ending a tenancy. There's a whole range of circumstances within which people are in. But in my mind, the crucial thing is people have the money so they don't have to disconnect. And that ability, be it through the funds that the likes of MABS and Vince DePaul and others can help. There is nothing wrong with that as a mechanism to help people out. Furthermore, you going to that 38 million euros in additional needs payments, which is a system that works, that actually is fair, that is targeted and correct. And it's the targeting of where we need the money most, and provision for that is the right approach, in my mind, to help people through this particular period.